Let's talk about the secret wealth inventory process on this tape. First of all, let me explain to you the reason why your secret wealth must be uncovered, at least in my mind. I believe you owe it to yourself to get the absolute most out of everything you do. If you agree, you can't possibly get the most out of what you do until you understand and identify the best options you have available to you. As we start the process of uncovering your secret wealth, we must first identify the entire spectrum of assets you have available to you. Now let's discuss assets for a moment. Assets means something that has value. Now, value is going to be a very key word that's going to run through this entire program, so let me discuss a misconception that most people have about assets. They think that the only assets that have any value to them are tangible ones, the kind you would list on a personal or a business balance sheet, like cash in the bank, or automobiles, or real estate, or stock, or bonds. When in fact, when it comes to understanding your real secret wealth, tangible and hard assets are probably your least valuable possession. What you'll find to have far more worth and impact and importance to you in the secret wealth process are what I'll call intangible or off the balance sheet type assets. I'm not yet going to go into the exactness of what they are, because it's just important to broaden your definition and your understanding that for purposes of determining and utilizing your secret wealth, an asset means anything, tangible or intangible, real or otherwise, that has value and worth and can give you connectivity to an outcome you seek to accomplish. Most people I counsel take so many things for granted about their own asset base. They just assume that because they have competencies, because they have abilities, they just assume because they have a sphere of relationships that everyone possesses those. That's not true. You possess unique and valuable and powerful intangible assets that will form the basis of your secret wealth. Let me try to explain now to you how to mine those assets and put them to work for you. It's important to discuss the role your belief plays, particularly when it comes to dealing with intangible assets. A lot of people say, well, I don't have any worth other than what I've got in the bank, and those aren't really valuable, and things that aren't real and hard and can't be seen must not have any worth. I've got to give you a few examples of how big corporations have identified and utilized and harvested their own secret wealth from their intangible assets to give you greater proof that it really does exist. Let's start with Coca-Cola. They have used their name and have licensed it to all kinds of other people for clothes, for products, for all kinds of things. They make millions of dollars just on the goodwill they've developed over time. I did work for the Curtis Publishing Company a few years back. They are the ones that publish the Saturday Evening Post. When the current owners bought the magazine, they realized they had an incredible intangible asset in their archives because they had the right to use the Norman Rockwell prints and license their image to anybody they wanted. They found greeting cards company, they found towel makers, they found pots and pan makers and cups and saucers and all kinds of oddities they were able to license their image to, who paid them over $1 million a year in royalties, because by licensing Norman Rockwell on their items, it increased the sales markedly. Intangibles can add enormous value. They have value. They just need to be recognized and utilized. When they had the Olympics in Los Angeles, I remember they licensed the Olympic logo to all kinds of people, and they generated something like $100 million worth of real, hard, tangible cash by doing it. I can go on and on, but the point I'm trying to make is, Intangibles have enormous worth, but only to those people far-sighted enough to identify it, recognize that worth, and then harness it to their advantage. That's what you're about to learn to do. It's important that you don't discredit or minimize the importance and the value of what you know, who you know, what you've accomplished, and where you are at various times in your life. All those seemingly intangible aspects of your life each have enormous value to you and also to all kinds of other people who are not as well-placed or as knowledgeable or as skilled as you are. We'll get into a greater explanation in a little while. It's important to take a personal inventory of your secret wealth assets for a number of reasons. It's not unlike a financial inventory. If you're trying to determine where you are financially, what your net worth is and your financial condition, you couldn't possibly do it unless you ask yourself this question. How much money do I have in the bank? What property do I own, net of debt? What other assets do I have? You can't begin to take fullest advantage of where you are and what you've got until you first understand what it is. So you've got to identify it. As you identify it, it serves another purpose. It helps you to develop a greater respect and appreciation for the unique aspects of your being and your life and your relationships that truly have worth and value. We said you are a business. As a profit-based businessman or woman, would you ever sell a product or service you produced for less than you owned it for? I doubt seriously if you'd say yes. Then why would you sell yourself shorter than you have to? You can't demand out of life what your service is worth until you first identify what its value is. That all comes about by first and foremost identifying and listing and inventorying all the elements and the intangible assets that combine together to help form your secret wealth. Getting started is a progressive process. I don't recommend you do this in one sitting for a very simple reason. I'm introducing you to an incredible discovery. Not unlike the story I told about my son on the first side, you're going to have to develop your focus and your awareness, and it may take a few days to get clear vision. So I recommend that you create lists and you keep adding to them and refining them and expanding them over 2 or 3 or even 5 days. This is one of the few times I will ever tell you to take longer to accomplish something, because there is probably so much more richness in your life, in your job, in your business, in your experiences that you're going to take a couple of days to fully recognize and see clearly. So start today, but keep working on the list a little bit more every day for approximately 2 to 5 days. I recommend you take your lists with you wherever you are and have a pencil handy, because as you start opening up your mind and seeing things with greater clarity, your mind will start providing you with all kinds of different additions to that list. It would be really sad to get an inspiration or to discover an important and a valuable aspect about yourself and not be able to capture it and make it a prisoner forever on that piece of paper. Keep it in your pocket or in your attaché case or with you at all times for the next few days. The first list you're going to make is what I call a skills list. Now, a skills list is anything you do well personal performance-wise. It could be things like writing business correspondence or writing personal correspondence or writing sales letters. If you know that you do that well, and well means you know when you do it, it produces a very positive and a powerful effect. People call you and comment. People order things. You get your message across. You persuade people, your customers, your employers, your employees, to take action that you want. Then consider that a skill and put it on your list. Negotiating. Maybe you're great or at least good at affecting the result or the outcome you or your employer or your employees or people important to you want. If that's the case, put it down. Maybe you don't even know, but think about it. When you go out to buy a car, are you great at it? When you try to get a job, do you usually get the job you want and the salary you want? When you go out to buy something that has not fixed in price, do you normally acquire that product at or around the price you want? A lot of people don't even realize they're great at certain things. Think about it. Are you a negotiator? If so, put it on the list. Selling. Now, selling is very interesting. Conventional selling is the selling of products or services, tangible and otherwise. You'll know pretty quickly whether you're good at that or not because you probably make your livelihood that way. But there's another dimension to selling. Selling your ideas to others. Selling your point of view. Selling yourself. When you find somebody to marry, one person sells the other on the value they offer each other. So think about it. Are you a good salesperson? If so, put it on your skills list. Can you manage well? Can you manage business? Can you manage people? Can you manage your household? Can you manage your life? Can you manage your body? Can you manage your health? Can you manage projects? Or can you manage causes? When you do these skills, by the way, subcategorize the implications. In other words, start with the general, and then underneath each general listing, list specific applications. Because there might be multiple. Most people who have skills in one area, they translate. They can manage well in business, and their household is well run, and their finances are well run. Not always, but usually. But list and identify each individual application of the macro skill. How about computers? Can you run or program or operate or repair or network a computer or any aspect of a computer? Do you know how to use the internet and bulletin boards or networks? Can you do multimedia? Can you do basically desktop publishing? What can you do? Whatever it is, list it on your skills list. Communication. Can you talk to people and persuade or influence them? Are you comfortable engaging people? Can you approach people you don't know and initiate a conversation and a relationship? Are you compelling? Are you respectful? Are you formidable? Whatever you are relative to communication, if any aspect is powerful and effective, put it on the list. By the way, after we've compiled all our list, we'll connect them all and you'll see the opportunities. But even in this very easy, quick initial example, you're probably starting to realize, wow, I really do have talents and skills I never fully recognized or acknowledged. And those skills have enormous value to other people too, believe me, as you'll see in a few minutes. Let me not go through the elaborate explanation. Let me just list a few more of the items you might put on your skills list and tell you that's just a beginning. The point is you possess skills, many, many more skills than you ever realized. Identify them, define them, and then put them on a list so you can refer to them, so you can respect them, so you can value them for yourself as we compose your secret wealth inventory. A few others that I think of would include organization skills, listening skills, nurturing skills, inspirational skills, being able to inspire people, learning skills, coaching skills, training skills, problem-solving skills, decision-making skills, public speaking skills, logic, reasoning skills, intuition skills, team player skills, and anything else you can think of as you analyze and examine yourself. If you have any difficulty doing this, ask a number of people who know you. Your husband or wife, your family, your coworkers, your employer, your former employers, your neighbors. Identify every skill you've got and put it on the list. You're going to be very surprised with how much you come up with and how many more skills and abilities you possess than you've ever given yourself credit for, and how valuable those skills will ultimately be, not just to yourself, but to so many others in your life. Even though I'm certain as you compile this list, you're going to amass an enormous asset base right now, you'll be delighted to know you're going to continue to add to that list throughout your life, particularly as you adopt the process of discovery and learning we'll teach you to do in the next few tapes. But right now, list every skill you can identify on the page. All right, the next list you're going to make is what we'll call our knowledge list. Now, knowledge is the familiarity with information or a subject, as opposed to the skill at it. So there's a lot of things you have familiarity with you never recognized is an asset. We're going to list a lot of them here as examples, but it's only a springboard for you to start. One area you obviously have knowledge in is education. You've been educated in some way about something, or you wouldn't be doing whatever it is you're doing in life and in business. So whatever that knowledge of education is, put it down and define it. Specialization. You probably have some specialized knowledge about something deeper than the general education that you've been able to apply in whatever it is you do. List that and list any other past specialized knowledge you might have gotten, even if you no longer use it. Even if you're in the Army and you're a radio technician, put it down for purposes of this list. Knowledge of other ways of doing business, perhaps in other countries. Maybe you work in the international department of a company, and you know how to clear customs and how to use brokerage and international shipping or anything like that. List it and define it. The trick in life, as you'll learn in a little while, is going from the abstract to the very specific, making life as tangible and real. Maybe you have knowledge of literature or a specific literature. Write it down. Maybe you have knowledge of music or any of the arts. Maybe you have a knowledge of a certain kind of a mechanical area, or the mechanics of automobiles, or jet planes, or boats, or trains, or model airplanes. It doesn't matter. Put it down. Maybe you have cultural knowledge. Maybe you have applications knowledge, because there's so many different and effective ways to do something, but there's always a best way. Maybe you know what the best way or ways are in all kinds of situations and applications. If that is the case, put it down and then explain it and define it. Maybe you have knowledge of your industry or profession or of multiple industries. If that's the case, put it down and document it. Hopefully, you have knowledge of human nature. I'm going to let you in on a little surprise. By the time this program is done, this will definitely be on your knowledge list. Go backwards in time. Start out to your youngest ages when you did anything and remember what your knowledge was as a young man, as a young woman, as a high school student, as a college student. Keep writing them down, please. The next list we're going to do is what we'll call relationship lists. This is a real fun opportunity for you. Sit down with your paper and your pencil and start making a list of all the people you know. And we're going to categorize them so it's easy to get started. This is really a critical category. It's the connection through which you will align and multiply the power effect of your own secret wealth. So it's truly important that you don't breeze lightly over this. Do it as thoroughly and as expansively as you possibly can today. Do it again the next day. This is one list I would spend about twice as much time on because it's that important. As a little hint on why we're doing this, but it's only one reason. I've got multiple reasons for this list. Think back to any of you who have listened to Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich on tape. If you haven't, you should definitely listen to it. He tells you and explains the power of the mastermind principle, how when you connect and bring together a force of like-minded people with differing points of view and skills, they combine to give you an incredible power and a boost to propel you towards your objective. Now, that's not the only reason we're doing this, but it's a great reason to be doing it. Right now, start making your list. The first category are people in your company. People you work with, people you work for, people who work for you, people who deal with your company, customers who deal with your company, vendors who sell and deal with your company, professionals who advise your company, contractors who perform services for your company. Put that list down. Make it as expansive and as complete as you can. Next, people you've worked with in the past. Go back throughout your working life. I don't care how far. List the same categories again. People you worked for, people you worked with, people who worked under you, people who were customers, people who were vendors. Make the list. Be mindful of critical people you might have forgotten, like the person who hired you or the person who you hired at the end. Make every attempt to recall all the important and seemingly unimportant people from the past in your life. Next list. Family. Start with your direct family. List your father, your mother if they're alive, your father-in-law and mother-in-law, and all the sub-relatives in both sides of the family. Then list all your friends, current and past, wherever they live, however old they are, and wherever they might be in your life. Then list mentors, people who've been inspirational or beneficial or critically important in getting you to wherever it is you're at in this point in your life. List them. Next is people you do and have done business with in your personal life. In other words, you may own a business or work for a business, and you have customers and vendors there. In your own life, you transact business with all kinds of people. You go to a grocery, you go to a dry cleaner, you go to a pharmacy, etc., etc., and a car dealer. List them all on your list. Then go back and think, who were your friends at college? Who are your neighbors? Who were your neighbors? Now, and this is going to be fun, not yet, but as we develop your understanding of how to use all these lists, once you start harvesting and liberating your secret wealth and producing for yourself all the instant jackpots you'll learn to discover, I want you to then, in the future, take this list, and after you've used it for its primary purpose, do me a favor. Look at this list and take every person in it and pass them through the other two lists by subcategorizing what you know about them in all the other skills and all the other knowledge categories. It will open up such vistas for you, but that's premature. Don't do it now. It's unnecessary. You're going to have so much wealth and so much prosperity from just using this list for its intended initial purpose. We've been talking so far about all these positive attributes about you, and you might ask yourself, well, what about all the areas that I'm not quite as proficient or skillful, or don't have the experience or the current competency? Well, my answer may surprise you, but I think that is your greatest opportunity, and I'll give you a little reason why. I had the very good fortune of doing some work with a very famous martial arts grandmaster a couple of years ago, and he shared with me a most wonderful insight and perspective that changed my whole attitude about what I thought were weaknesses in my personality. He said, a great master in martial arts is exhilarated when they discover some part of their being they have not yet perfected, because it shows them where to direct their efforts, where to direct their sense of discovery, and direct their energy. All you need to know today is this. By the end of this program, we will tell you how to acquire and compensate and develop and become extremely proficient, or at least access the extreme proficiency you need in any area you may not possess direct ability or skill for today. It's not a problem. Trust me. It'll become evident to you as the program progresses. You should never again be frustrated about what skills or what abilities you think you don't have, because as you'll learn when you master your own secret wealth principles, you don't need it. But if you want it, we'll show you how to access it from so many other people who've got it, and that'll give you leverage. We'll learn about that just a little bit later. After you've laid all these assets out on paper, an incredible thing will start happening. First of all, you'll start seeing yourself with about 10 times more dimension and value and ability than you did a few days or hours ago. Second, you'll start seeing possibilities and opportunities naturally become evident to you, even before you understand from the tapes what to do with them. It's exhilarating, and as such, you become empowered. Not superficially, but permanently empowered, because you see life now from all the different dimensions you have always possessed but never opened yourself up to. Then the trick is going to be to discipline yourself to take fullest advantage of the best and the most important opportunities and assets you've now discovered about yourself, and not waste your opportunity. That's not a problem. We'll give you a basis and an understanding of a very simple process to do so as we progress on the tapes. For right now, the important point is to recognize this. 20 minutes ago, you came into this tape program not thinking you possessed anywhere close to the enormous abundance of skills and ability and knowledge and desirable value that you now recognize clearly exists in your being. All you got to do now is understand and identify what to do with it, and then what's the highest and best use of it, and how can you get maximum result, and that'll be a piece of cake. Just come along with us to the next step. What we are gently and subtly accomplishing for you is to recreate your perception of your own reality relative to what you really are worth, what you really can accomplish, what you really can do, and how many ways you can really contribute and add and offer value to others. That will become really evident when we start combining possibilities from two or three of these different lists together, because you'll see through the wonderment of the kaleidoscope process, whole new combinations become evident to you, and it'll give you unique power and unique benefit that you can basically communicate and offer to others. It's very exciting. We're positioning and maneuvering you to take one of the most giant steps forward. A quantum leap, if you will, that's made possible only because we can help you combine two or three or more assets together to allow you to catapult far higher than you normally would expect yourself to progress. That's what you're about to experience. Before I close this message, I need to prepare you for the most critical shift in thinking you must adopt in order to truly maximize the power the secret wealth principle holds for you. In order to do that, you must be willing to change your mindset. And before you balk and worry, understand this. It's fun. All you have to do is decide you're going to start looking at life from a broader, wider, deeper perspective than you have allowed yourself in the past. Whatever you do, wherever you work, whoever you're with, they can still be infinitely important to you, but they're not going to be everything and all important. You're going to reach outside. And in the process of enjoyably changing your focus, you're going to expand and compound the value of your own worth to yourself and others by exponential levels. We're going to change your mindset on the next tape, so please get ready.